Prickly City is rocked by an anonymous attack on Carmen, until it's not.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for October 1st, 2018. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Thank you, Janine, and thank you all for listening to this week's
edition. I can't believe it.
I know. I was thanking people for listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I interrupted with, it's October.
Squirrel!
Ah!
Yeah, I don't know. This year, this life now, I mean, it's just like someone has put it on fast forward, and I don't like it.
That's
I'm against
because
it.
We're old.
That's what you keep saying. It's a percentage thing, right?
Right. It's a
math.
That's what they claim. It's a smaller percent of our lives now.
Is that makes sense, but
so it
doesn't.
Goes quicker?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
You know, a year when you're five is forever because you've only had five of them. But when you've had many, many more than five.
You're not going to say, are you?
Lots more than five.
Are you, I mean, when people ask you, are you offended when people ask your age?
No, I just tell them.
Okay. Yeah. 59.
That, sure.
I'm 59.
You are. I'm a year older.
You are. You like the young stuff.
Yeah.
Can I tell you?
Let's move on.
So this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast, I talked about, this is so weird, and someone actually touched on it in the comments, so I want to get to it right away. But I talked about, it was based on the anonymous op-ed in the New York Times, which obviously the editorial board for the Chicago Tribune, which I am a member, we had a long discussion about it, and the person who runs it, our op-ed section, said, 25 years of doing that has never, ever run an anonymous op-ed piece, would never consider it. And we don't do it for letters to the editor. In fact, I run a caption contest for here at the Chicago Tribune. And I've had people ask, can I enter it anonymously? I go, no. Firstly, it's a caption contest.
Right.
What?
It should be offensive.
Anyway, so, but let's jump into the comments. And
well, the first thing was Robin Hood said, what's that thing Carmen is holding? The newspaper.
Oh, yeah, that's quaint. Yeah, it's ink on paper.
Yes.
I'd forgotten she had the newspaper. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know, that's an old person thing. To tell you the truth, I'm not sure you would have read that. I certainly didn't read the New York Times op-ed thing in the print edition.
No.
I went online and looked at it like everybody else. I have to remind myself constantly of how people digest news. And how they digest information now. It's not through newspapers. I draw newspapers because newspapers pay for my comic strip, and they pay my newspaper pays my salary. So that's why I draw them. So, but that's funny that she said that.
Yes. And Bookworm says, Carmen, you are seen embracing a known liberal. Winslow, you are now an enemy of the people. Welcome to the club. You will be taught the secret handshake, and your decoder ring is on its way.
Yeah, it's it's crazy. We can't talk to each other now. I mean, apparently we can't. Apparently the tribes have become so separate and political tectonics have affected the landscape so dramatically that apparently we can't even see each other anymore. But the comment I wanted to get to is the one that who understood what this whole storyline was pegged to and how it changed in a very short period of time. Which one is it?
I don't know, because I don't know which one
you're
thinking of.
Well, you read it just before we started recording.
Oh, okay. You said you didn't...
Oh, funny how this thread from 2 weeks ago, an eternity in Trump time, has come to mirror to yesterday's events in another trumped up thread. I'm assuming that's the Kavanaugh. And I don't see how those are two connected necessarily, but I like the fact that they saw that.
Cheapskate said that.
Cheapskate. Hey, Cheapskate. But they got that the storyline was pegged to what I thought would be a huge story. The anonymous opinion section that, you know, Trump is out of control. He's not very bright. He acts like a 7-year-old. But, you know, be sure that the adults are in the room when he's doing the saying stuff. So, and it just seemed to me such an outrageous thing, such a huge. And this was the New York Times editor saying this is a senior member of the staff there at the White House. There are 250 of them, by the way. We still don't know who it was, and it was a peculiar thing for a lot of reasons. But that's what this was pegged to. And the fact that 2 weeks later, no one remembers it. So that's why that's why I was impressed by that comment. But more comments. I'm sorry, I skipped ahead, and you get very upset at me when I skip ahead. Well, you do. Don't roll your eyes at me, young lady.
I'm rolling my eyes at you. I do that. I can. It's a free country. Anyway, Jay Gray said, if you're going to malign someone in public while claiming to be a hero for doing so, you should put your real name out there up front, or your entire claim is questionable. Using anonymous stories to promote a cause or story, even in if the source is eventually outed, undermines the credibility of the stance, to which Ignatz responded, anonymous sources have broken many, many scandals. Demanding that the whistleblowers reveal their identity is a way to guarantee there are no whistleblowers, which is why people in power complain about anonymity, because they want to harm those who reveal unpleasant truths to the American people, and they can't if they don't know who these people are.
That's a great point. I mean, we wouldn't have had Watergate without, Deep Throat helping Woodward and Bernstein kind of direct them in their investigations. And if you have newspapers have a very strong policy about anonymous sources, they have to be double sourced. They're very cautious. That's why this struck me as very weird. They actually post the ethics and the guidelines for the New York Times on their site. So you can read this. And they actually went against their own guidelines on this thing. So it smacked of, I hate to say this, but what many on the right, many supporters of the president say is fake news. That, you know, we're just out to get this guy no matter what, and we'll print anything to do it. And, you could have come at this a different way. You could have come at this as a news story.
Well, that's what I think the difference is. I think it's one thing having anonymous sources for a news story, whole different publishing anonymous opinion pieces.
Right.
Because it was an opinion piece. It was not a story. So if they had done a story and quoted this guy, that's different than him saying, writing it himself and having
correct.
It published.
Correct. I think and they could have said an anonymous source, a senior advisor, who wanted to remain anonymous. It was corroborated by other sources that this is true. And then I think actually the story would have had even more validity, quite frankly. So I think it was a misstep by the New York Times. I respect the New York Times. I know I'm a Republican. I'm not supposed to, but there it is. But they've done some missteps lately. They've done some missteps because of what's hurting the rest of the newspaper industry, and that's cutbacks in staffing, which means there's fewer people to vet stories, fewer editors to filter the stories. And you're going to get more and more mistakes like this. So that's a darn shame.
And you're going for clicks now, it seems.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
And I'm sure that got a lot.
Oh, I bet it did. I bet it was a click farm or clickbait or whatever the kids call it. Any more? Anything else?
Well, let's see. Fuzzbucket says, conservatism isn't like dead, but belief in Trump fluctuates. And Nightgaunt 49 says, Trump isn't any more a conservative than any Nazi or Klansman.
Okay, I'm not going to go there. But I will say that I don't think that Trump is a Republican or a conservative in the way that you and I would think he is.
You have said that many times.
I have said that, and I continue to say that. I mean, things like free trade, I'm for it. I don't like tariffs. I think tariffs hurt consumers. They don't hurt anybody. It's a tax. It's a tax hike, by the way, folks. Just so you know, the money that you pay in your tariffs and the additional do not go towards farm relief or anything like that. It goes to the government. So, I'm a free market conservative. I mean, absolutely for free market, free minds, libertarian in a lot of ways, did work for the Reason Foundation for many years. So I'm just throwing out the bona fides here. Like you need to read them anymore.
About the strip that Carmen was talking to the police officer, trying to get him to do something. Darson 54 says, yeah, Carmen, just eliminate the First Amendment. However, today's GOP would elevate the second to first place and shoot you if they disagree.
That's crazy. No, you know what's weird is survey after survey, I'm not sure who they're asking, but they find that the First Amendment does not have that many adherents in this country. There's
really?
A large number of people think, yeah, you could get rid of that. You could, but I'd be fine with that. And many people probably would. It wouldn't affect their lives directly. It would, obviously put the wooden stake in the heart of democracy. But, who cares about that? Again, this story was tied into the White House's response and the president's response to the anonymous op-ed piece in the New York Times saying it needs to be investigated. The FBI needs to investigate and find out who this was because this was treasonous, which is not treasonous. It was just saying bad things that the president was a dip.
And he didn't like it.
Right. So that's where Carmen calling the cop was the, analogy for that or the metaphor.
And D.W. Owens 52 says, you're aware, of course, that the First Amendment doesn't protect libel and slander, right?
No, it doesn't. But we have a very liberal, with small l, definition of those words now in the United States. So you really can say scurrilous things. This was couched in an authoritative language allegedly came from an authoritative source. So I think that goes someplace. But you cannot, it's almost impossible to slander or libel a public official.
And especially if it's opinion. Because right. opinion's yours and your opinion's true-ish, you
yeah,
know?
I think.
Because it's what you think.
Yes.
And it is very difficult to do that, although Trump has wanted to tighten the libel
yes, he's
laws.
Right.
But
yes.
then he could get in a little trouble himself, right?
Well,
birther stuff.
Well, that, and I think it would be very difficult. It's also very difficult to sue the president for things yes. like that. So, yeah, it's easy for him to say. No, listen, I mean, free speech, it comes with consequences, and it comes with... there's great things to, and great value in it, but there are also some things that just make you angry. Things like the, you know, here in Illinois, years ago, is a landmark case where the Nazis could march in Skokie. It was disgusting, but they have a right to do it. So, and God bless America that they do.
And countries that don't have free speech are a lot worse off.
They are, in a lot of ways.
Yes.
Financially, particularly. And, you know, you think you want to start a store or something in those countries? Huh, good luck, pal. Do we have anything else?
I think that's it.
You think that's it?
Yeah, I think we can wrap it up.
We can wrap it up. Hey, listen, we're going to be off for a couple of weeks. So, you know, I'm not sure what to tell you other than you can listen to Missing Rascals, which I'm also going to be missing. John Cass, who does the Chicago Way podcast, I'm going to be on it this week. And then you can listen to those. And maybe that'll help a little bit in the withdrawals from the Prickly Seed podcast. But listen, thanks again. Thank you, Janine.
You're welcome.
I know who you are. I can say your name.
Most people can't, so.
Janian or
if it's a J, I just answer. It's fine.
And thank you, our great producer, Brian Altimer. And thank you, WGN and WGN Plus, for letting us use your equipment and posting this thing and, well, making us feel very welcome. And thank you for listening. Most of all, I really appreciate that. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, feel free to do so. Go to gocomics.com/prickly city. That's gocomics.com/prickly city. And feel free to leave a comment. Maybe we'll read it here on the podcast. Or you can contact us directly by emailing us at pricklycity@gmail.com. That's email us at pricklycity@gmail.com. I think that about wraps it up. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Until then, we'll see you in the funny papers.